It is a victory Monday here in South Philadelphia after Sunday night's 37-9 demolition of the Dallas Cowboys. We kick things off here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with the burning question that everyone wants to know. Who will be the kicker when the Bears come to town?
First of all, with Jake, he's in our protocol, obviously, so we'll evaluate him more. We haven't made any decisions yet. This week we still got a couple of days before we have to make any decisions on kickers.
Has a decision been made that Jake's your guy going forward if he's healthy?
I'd have to say yes to that.
Believe it or not, the Eagles trailed 9-7 at halftime before scoring 30 unanswered points in the second half. Was there an inspiring halftime speech, a brand new playbook? What brought the offense to life?
You know, I think the biggest thing was just staying with the game plan. You know, they made plays and we didn't at the later in that first half. And we just had to stay with what we knew we could do. And the O-line came out kind of angry. And, we just kind of relied on those big boys up front and the three backs that we have, really four, Kenyon too, making a couple plays. We can just kind of ride those guys when we need to, especially when we feel that we're kind of wearing down their D-line. So, I mean, they made my job easy today.
Just had to go run the ball, man. I think you saw the first series. Ran the ball effectively, had a little bit of play action. But just running the ball right at them, really didn't have an answer. Went in the second half, and that was our whole game plan.
No, stay relaxed. We knew the game plan that was worked up upon this week by Coach Peterson was going to eventually pan out. So, got the victory. Now looking forward to next week.
We just had to shake the rust off, though. There's a lot of things that that we were doing that wasn't characteristic of us, like, you know, going three and out, dropping passes, missing reads, so we just had to shake the rust off. It's been a couple weeks since we've been on the field.
The Eagles still have the best record in the NFL at 9-1, and a big reason for that is the team's ability to overcome adversity, whether it's due to injury or in-game struggles. Why is this Eagles team so resilient?
I think it just shows we're resilient. I think we knew coming into the locker room at halftime, we left a lot out there. I think we knew that we were much better than that, and we just had to go execute. And I think it just shows that we have a lot of belief in each other, and we can get the job done, whenever, wherever.
In all three phases, it seems like offense, defense, special teams, we lost our kicker today. We still stepped up. A guy, Kamu, over here kicking in the end zone. That's just kind of been the motto of, the team. Jason Peters, the Hall of Famer, best tackle, in my opinion, in the NFL, goes down, and Baitai stepped in and got the job done. And, I think that it's a testament to the team that the Eagles have put together. We have great depth, and we have guys that are ready to go in. We got guys on the scout team that I feel like we could have step in and win games for us. And right now, everybody's just doing their job. It's not like some miraculous, recipe for success. I just think, we've the offensive line's played well, the receivers, everybody in all phases have collectively, for the most part, done their jobs.
The fact that the Eagles scored 37 points jumps off the page, but don't forget about the defensive outing. No touchdowns were allowed, and for the first time in his young career, Dak Prescott threw three interceptions in a single game.
We're all professionals. We all prepare hard, man, and that's credit to the leaders on this team and to the coaching staff for having everybody prepared and ready each and every Sunday, no matter what. And like I said, we have no true starters here. Everybody has to be ready to go at any moment, and that's what they do. Guys come to play and show up.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 as Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook unpack the victory over the Cowboys. That'll do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles night.